To bring this back to the listener, we want to know what relevance this has for our individual lives. Just as development happens globally from a certain perspective, it will also happen one person at a time. So the question becomes how the individual listening to our Actualize OS can do what he or she needs to do to make this leap to next level consciousness.
It'll start with individuals needing to simply familiarize themselves with the overall map and the overall operating system. Because again, this will become psychoactive, but psychoactive only if you familiarize yourself with the general landscape. So that's what we'll be doing in the coming weeks, giving people a chance to familiarize themselves with this landscape. And we hope, of course, in many ways, that it'll be fun, it'll be enjoyable, because it starts to show you things that, you know, you never considered, really, either considered possible or even thought about. So we've given just a quick rundown of some of these major levels. Most people weren't aware that these levels of worldview and levels of values and levels of, if we could go through them, there are different motivations, different needs, different fears, different pathologies. I mean, it's astonishing. And they also had no idea that the vast majority of arguments, conflicts, problems that are occurring both in an individual and in the world are due to conflicting levels. These levels are fighting, not humans, levels. So on the one hand, that gives us hope, because humans don't have to fight, and it's not humans that fight, it's levels that fight. And so to begin with, we become familiar with the terrain, familiar with the landscape. And what that does, among other things, is it's not meant to be a way to pigeonhole people and to say, oh, that person is just red, you know, and I'm all the way up to, you know, turquoise or green or something like that. That's not the purpose of it. Purpose of it is to help increase communication and understanding of other people. And so it's very likely, as we look at all of the data and information, that evolution will simply continue unfolding. So no matter how high a level we think we are, there's almost certainly always going to be something higher. So there's no reason for us to get a swelled head and, oh, look at me, I'm king of the hill, or I'm, you know, top of the heap. What it is extremely useful for is in terms of understanding and communicating with other people. And that starts with whether it's your boss, whether it's your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your parents. One of the biggest places that people report, you know, real breakthroughs is in communicating with their parents. Because, you know, not to be judgmental or anything, but it's generally the case that parents are, you know, a level or two behind where their kids are. And so you find that your parents might be amber. And so they have this very, you know, mythic, absolutistic, fundamentalist way of looking at things. And you might be orange or green or even turquoise. And so you're going to not, you know, agree with their views. But once you realize that it's an actual level talking through them, then you can just take a breath, sit back, relax, and communicate with that level. And since you have already developed through that level, then you have the tools to interact with it because you've already developed them. They're already in you. You can already do that. And so we also find, I mean, very common in relationships, you find somebody who's off just a level. And a lot of research will suggest you're off just a level, give it a year. If you understand it, though, then you can communicate much more clearly. And most importantly, you don't take it personally. So, and this goes across the board. Bosses are almost always at some sort of different level. And what's really irritating is when they're at a lower level. So again, you just have to take a breath, understand it's nothing personal. Just take it for granted that they won't be able to see you. And so instead of taking that personally, you just recognize, okay, they're not going to be able to see me. So I am going to word my communications with this person in a way they will relate to. So you might be green, pluralistic, postmodern, multicultural, that kind of thing. They might be orange. So you just notch it down and talk orange. Orange is into achievement, accomplishment, excellence, meritocracy. Green is into sensitivity, caring. Green doesn't really like achievement because that tends to imply that somebody is doing higher than somebody else. Green hates that. They don't want anything to do with that. So you'll have to simply move back down into orange and talk excellence, talk achievement, talk quality. So one of the main things is start to familiarize yourself with the landscape and then start to see how it can help you understand other individuals, both your close friends and events on the news. And you can hear just, you know, daily how, okay, boy, that was green versus orange versus red. I mean, you know, just no question. And so that gets you opened to allowing levels to become psychoactive. So once you become familiar with that terrain, your brain will actually open up to the possibility that, wait a minute, I'm not at the highest level of my capacity. I can actually develop higher potentials, higher deals, higher perspectives, higher dimensions. Just knowing that will open the brain to that. And so it will start that process.